Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 67 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. You know, one of the aspects I enjoy about tennis is the strategic and tactical challenge of playing against different opponents that bring with them a variety of styles, shots, tendencies, and so on. The chess match that takes place is immensely enjoyable whether you are directly participating or simply spectating. Oftentimes, when just looking at the so-called tail of the tape of a match, it's not uncommon for one player to have most, if not all, of the check marks and be a heavy favorite to win. However, in tennis, it really does come down to the particular matchups of a player's strengths and weaknesses to those of the opponents, and of course, how well specific strategies are executed. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about the importance of being disciplined and sticking with a strategy during a match, especially when that strategy is working. You know, I was watching a couple of league matches recently that served as great reminders of this. One of these matches was a men's 4.5 singles between players that I'll call Luke and Tony. In this particular match, Luke was the heavy favorite, dominating the tail of the tape for forehands, serves, returns, volleys, agility, mental toughness, and so on. On paper and in reality, this was going to be a difficult match for Tony to win. Nevertheless, Tony approached the match with a very sound strategy. He was going to plug away at Luke's backhand, which was a solid and consistent stroke, but was not nearly as potent of a weapon as his forehand. I mean, Luke's forehand was a known game changer. You know, for the first few games, Tony executed his strategy flawlessly, peppering Luke's backhand with an assortment of pace, spins, trajectories, angles, and depths. Essentially, Tony was going to try to force Luke to beat him with the backhand. Now, Tony quickly jumped out to a 3-love lead in the first set, and even after Luke made some adjustments, one of which was to try to run around his backhand to hit more forehands, Tony was still up a service break and serving at 40-love for a potential 5-3 lead. And what happened next is unfortunately more common than many players would care to admit. Now, Luke won the next 3 points, leveling the game at deuce with 3 solid aggressive backhands. And it was at this point the complexion of the match completely changed and swung to Luke's favor. After losing 3 straight points via Luke's backhand, Tony abandoned his strategy of plugging away at Luke's backhand. And you can probably guess that Luke won that game, and then in a blur, ran off the next 8 games to win the match 6-4, 6-love. Now, this was a classic example of a player whose strategy was working effectively, but due to a little bit of frustration and perhaps even a little bit of panic after losing a few points, lost his focus and discipline and abandoned that strategy prematurely and perhaps, you know, even unintentionally. And in a flash, got steamrolled. Game, set, and match. The other match I was watching was a women's 4.0 singles match where there was a significant disparity in the physicality of the two players, who I'll call Diane and Kate. Now, Diane was a former college soccer player and an exceptional athlete. I mean, there was no question her speed, agility, footwork, strength, conditioning, to name a few, were at the top percentile of players at her level. Now, if Diane had a weakness, it was that having such uber athleticism sometimes made her a bit impatient when rallies got extended, particularly when having to return a lot of off-speed chips, dinks, lobs, and junk balls in general. Similar to the men's match between Luke and Tony, the proverbial tail of the tape between Diane and Kate was heavily lopsided, in this case in Diane's favor. However, Kate had a great strategy in mind. She knew she would not be able to match Diane's power, speed, or athleticism. So she employed a full-on 100% pusher strategy. She gave Diane little to no pace to work with on her shots and played all defense all the time. Essentially, just trying to gnaw at Diane's impatience to draw the unforced errors. And for the first 7 games, the strategy was working beautifully. Kate jumped out to a 5-2 lead with this pusher strategy and had Diane visibly flustered and out of sorts. Then in the 8th game, up 5-2, Kate inexplicably began to hit full aggressive shots during the rallies Instead of continuing to feed Diane the steady diet of off-speed and junk balls that have been very effective over the first 7 games. When I noticed this sudden aggression and change in Kate's approach, I quietly said to a mutual friend who was sitting next to me watching the match, "Gosh, I hope Kate doesn't start to hit full aggressive shots with pace, because Diane is going to love that, and that's going to spell trouble for Kate." Well, Kate lost that 8th game, and then Diane ran off the next 10 games for a 7-5, 6-love victory. After the match, I asked Kate why she switched gears all of a sudden while leading comfortably at 5-2 with an opponent flustered and on the ropes. And Kate told me, "I thought it would be a good idea to play more aggressively to try to close out the first set. And once I started to play aggressively and lost a couple of games, well, I tried to play even more aggressively, and then everything just fell apart from there." Unlike the situation in the match between Luke and Tony, where Tony abandoned an effective strategy out of frustration and, again, perhaps a bit of panic after losing a few points, Kate essentially overanalyzed and overthought her match situation and unnecessarily abandoned her strategy, which was paying dividends up to that point. Folks, the lesson here is this. Always keep in mind who your opponent is. What are his or her strengths and weaknesses? Is your strategy working? If so, stay focused, stay disciplined. Do not abandon a strategy that is working out of frustration or panic. And moreover, as the saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You always have to keep your head in the game. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.